This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today on Encouraging Prayer is prayer styles. So James, what is a prayer style and why does it matter?
Well, Robbie, a prayer style is nothing more and nothing less than our preferred ways to pray. And we all have certain approaches, and we'll talk about that today. But the most important thing to realize as we start out is that one approach is not better than another. Each has their own advantages, and I hesitate to say weaknesses, because the important thing is that we just pray. And this matters because if you haven't found the prayer style that works best for you, then you may find prayer harder than it should be. So you might even think of these as on-ramps to prayer, ways to really help you go places as you pray.
Wow, I love that. So you're saying that you may be able to pray better with some approaches essentially than others.
Absolutely. I was talking to a friend the other day who's a journaler, and she loves to write when she prays. It helps her gather her thoughts, and as a writer, I really understand that. But she broke a couple of fingers on her writing hand, and she hasn't been able to journal for a few months. And that's been difficult for her because she doesn't feel as close to God. Now, God is right there for her, as He always has been, but a tried and true way that He has given her to spend time in His presence has been taken away for a little while, and she notices the difference. So that shows you something, doesn't it?
Oh, man, that makes so much sense, because I think of certain things I do that are helpful for me when I pray, like just this morning, as I laid back, I like to look up with my eyes closed, mm-hmm. but I had a bit of vertigo. And I couldn't get my head on straight. And I just couldn't feel close because I was spinning around. And so I'm just thinking, wow, this is exactly what I was experiencing this morning. And, you know, I missed that time. It'd be a challenge for me to find other ways of staying close to God if I couldn't raise my head, you know? So, mm-hmm. You know, couldn't it be that we are sometimes confusing enjoying the way we pray rather than really, you know, enjoying God's presence?
Well, yeah, I appreciate that thought. I'm glad you asked that, because that challenge is always there. For example, I love praise music, and it often helps me pray. But sometimes I have to ask myself, or better put, sometimes I sense God's Spirit asking me, am I being moved by my emotions, where music so often reaches us, or am I truly being moved by the Spirit of God when I pray? If I'm just being moved by my emotions and doing what I like, then actually my eyes aren't really on the Lord, are they? They're on myself. So this is where we really have to let Him guide us and to listen carefully to His leading and to His Spirit. You know, sometimes I will purposefully shut the music off so that my heart is quiet before Him and I have no interruptions, nothing else in the way. And God will lead us in this as we're sensitive to Him in our spirits. But sometimes we learn by trial and error.
Yeah, I know what that means. I mean, some of the ways that I pray now, some of the things that I do when I pray, they took me really a long, long time to learn as God worked with me and showed me what was best. So what are some of the other prayer styles that you can think of?
One of them is praying with a list. And this is actually one of my preferred ways to pray. And for a while, I felt a little self-conscious about it because I once heard a good friend of mine, another author on prayer, say that it wasn't the best way to pray. And hey, I get that, because we don't want to rush into the throne room of heaven saying, I want you to do this and do that. You know, I've got my list here. I totally get that. but I'm a different person from my friend. God made us all unique. For example, I have ADD, and he doesn't, you know?
Yeah, well, we talked about that before, you know, how you live in a constant state of squirrel.
Right. I mean, you know, what were we talking about? I mean, you see, that's just the point. Praying with a list helps me stay focused. So it's actually helping me pray better. And I know this because for just about a year after my friend said that, I tried other ways of praying, but I found that my relationship with God suffered somewhat as a result. But there are also other things that I do to make sure that I'm not just bringing God a to-do list. For example, praise is at the top of my list now, and so is the Lord's Prayer. But when I pray the Lord's Prayer, I don't just pray through the words of it. I use it as a pattern to guide the ways that I pray. So I'm praying it in spirit, if you will.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because that's another a prayer style, isn't it? I mean, praying the Word of God. You know, I seem to remember a few books about that.
Yeah, it is. And that's such a great way to pray, because the Spirit moves through God's Word in a special way and really helps us. So your approach may be to go to the Psalms and let them speak what's on your heart, or to take a passage of Scripture that you're reading that day and you just sense God speaking to you, or there's a promise that's on your heart and mind and you lift that up before God. All of those are wonderful ways to pray.
Yeah, the more we talk about this, the more clear it is that, you know, one person can actually have several different styles and approaches to prayers. Can you think of others?
Absolutely. What we do with our bodies when we pray. Think of David dancing before the Lord. I mean, isn't it great to know that, I mean, I can't dance, you know, but God isn't judging me. You know, if I'm dancing with joy before him, that's a beautiful dance to him. And you know, I often like to pray when I'm running or, you know, walking on the treadmill, because it helps me pray with focus. It helps me to pray with more energy and to sort of give myself physically to my praying as well.
Yeah, and we've talked about other ways to use our bodies, like leaning into the Lord or kneeling when praying or lying on our faces before him.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this can all be really helpful for someone who's physically expressive. And you know, some people are, for example, some people, you know, like to touch you when they talk to you. And there are other styles. Praying aloud is really helpful for some, or even singing your prayers. God made us all different, and that's the point. It helps us to try different ways so that we find the ways that are the most helpful for us to simply be with him and to spend time in his presence loving him.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, is that he will meet us as we do and help us get there. I mean, I love this, James. Well, let's wrap things up with a prayer.
Let's pray.
Jesus, thank you that you made us all individuals. And I love what James said, that some people touch and some people hug and some people relate in different ways. Help us to learn ways that we truly can connect with you and be ourselves so that we can, you know, totally have the close relationship that you long for, that we long for. Give us the freedom to step out and try things we haven't before, that we might find a place, in a special place with our relationship with you. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.